Good evening. Welcome to Making It to the Finish Lines radio show. I am Gladys Pearson, founder, CEO of Making It to the Nine.
Cassandra, that is from Big Wheel Smokehouse. What? Where the smoke is real.
We come to you each week with words of motivation, inspiration, and informative information. We would like to thank our intro music and to chill off of his Keep It Smooth CD. So it is a time to chill for you to sit back, relax, and enjoy what we have for you this evening. Cassandra, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I did absolutely nothing. I just relaxed. I needed it.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, we've been, you know, with this first and fourth Tuesday monthly, it's kind of difficult.
Right.
Because we did, you know, I did some exciting things while we haven't been on the air.
Okay, like what?
Well, number one, you know, on Friday night, I have to come down to the show place, get my dance on.
Okay.
And, you know, I get the dances for some reason or another now.
Okay.
And then we had the breast cancer awareness lunch.
We did.
And it was fab. It turned out really, really nice. We had 10 honorees.
Mm-hmm.
And our speaker, and then there was another young lady who wanted to talk about her nonprofit.
Okay.
And they were both survivors.
Mm-hmm.
So we really had a good time. And as well as I received my award, it was so overwhelming.
Was it? The award was really, really nice.
Yes. It was.
You deserved it. Great job.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you. So this past weekend, I came down to the show place, of course, did my get my dance on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, picked up my best buds. You know who that is.
Who might that be?
Even though she's a little messy at times.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter, my youngest granddaughter, the 15-year-old.
Okay.
And then
I don't think I know her.
You don't. You're a baby. And then Saturday, what did we do?
You went out with all your granddaughters.
Right. I took all of my granddaughters out to dinner, and it was an interesting experience. Adults, Sophia.
Right.
Leah talked our ears off. But it was really a nice experience because I've never taken all my granddaughters out.
Oh, that was nice. That was
mm-hmm.
nice. Okay.
So I had a good weekend. On Sunday, it rained.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't do anything Sunday.
Okay.
Then I got prepared to meet these new kindergartners on Monday. And it was a little breath of fresh air. But I don't want to speak too soon.
Right, it's been two days?
It's only been one day because today was professional development day.
Okay.
So they come back tomorrow, but I'm ready for them this time. I'm ready. I won't be, you know, walking around like, what are we supposed to be doing? Can y'all tell me what we supposed to be doing? I won't have to be doing that.
Okay.
So it's hopefully. It's going to be good.
Right.
It's going to be good.
Okay. That sounds pretty good.
So, you know, I don't want to monopolize the show.
Oh, honey, go on. And so what else? What else was going on at this world?
I think that's about it.
Well, I just want to piggyback off of the awards. Was very nice. It was nice. And it's always good to know, I guess, when you going through cancer, whatever form it is, I'm sure it would have to be, it's overwhelming.
Right.
And just to know that people are rooting for you, people are there for you. you know, to let you know that you're not alone. But, like, sometimes the people were saying that when they first found out that they had breast cancer, you know, sometimes you really don't want to talk to people. You really just want to be to yourself. You're asking yourself, why me? But it was one thing that the one young lady said, why not me? And so she took that approach, and I think everything happens, and it depends on your attitude. You know, so that's what I'm gathering from those ladies. And when you listen to those ladies, when you want to hear a hero, those ladies are heroes. They're heroes.
And you know what?
Because of what they're going through. And some of them never complain.
Right.
And you just have to feed off of that positive energy. And to think, if this lady is going through breast cancer, if she's going through chemo, if she's going through radiation, if she can't eat sometimes, if she can't keep food down, then we have to be able to get through. And I'm going to give you a prime example. Over the weekend, my back was killing me because of this new job. I'm picking up kids that's bigger than me, you know, and I was trying to tell myself, if they not complaining, then I don't need to complain. And that's what I was trying not to do. I was trying not to complain too much. But then, when you look at your family and you be trying not to complain, because you know you're the one that's always there helping them when there's something wrong with them. And I just wanted to see who was going to be able to help me. I think we have a live caller. We're going to go to the line right now. Are you having technical difficulties?
Yes. Maybe it's not at all.
Hello? Do we have a caller on the line?
And I was just saying that, you know, you don't want to complain when you listen to these ladies' story. Some of them a survivor for 2 years. One was a survivor for 10 years. And you listen to what they're saying. And it really made you think about how strong these women are. Because that got to be a lot. And, you know, sometimes when it's not us, we don't think about everything that they're going through. We don't think about that bills still have to be paid, regardless of the fact that they had to leave work, had to take a leave of absence. Then you think about the ones who have young children that they still got to get. Don't stop.
Right.
Because that mom is sick. Her life really don't stop because she still got to pay bills. She still got to try to be a mother. If she's married, she got to be a wife, girlfriend, or whatever the case might be. So this life don't change if they went through that dramatic experience. And when you listen to their story, and all I can sit there and say was, these ladies are really strong. These are some strong ladies. Was it some days that they know if they was going to be able to make it through? I'm sure it was.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The thing was, they made it through. And just building off of their strength to listen to these women, it can't do nothing but give you strength. Give you strength to let them know that, hey, you're not by yourself. You're not by yourself.
And not only that, they are so appreciative
mm-hmm.
of being invited to a luncheon
mm-hmm.
and somebody showing them they really cared. And then each one of them got a specially made bracelet, and they were just tickled pink.
Okay. It's still saying hold time. It's nothing. Okay.
But it was good to see, you know, just how appreciative they were. They really enjoyed the lunch. And, you
right.
know, sometimes I have a little hard time. You know, I'm human. Sometimes I get these words twisted up.
Okay.
So they let people know, hey, Miss Pearson Sugar is human just like we are.
Right, right. But it was real nice. And they also had a Halloween party. So we were here Saturday.
Yes. Right, and I forgot
and then
about
we were
that.
Here, was that 31st?
The
29th.
That's
and then we were here the 29th that Sunday. Now, we don't know where the kids came from. I know my daughter did a couple of commercials on Facebook, and then we put it on Instagram. But we knew a couple of faces. Phone coming in, and I kept on looking at my mother like, Mom, do we have enough bags for everybody? So we ended up having enough food. We had enough bags for everybody, and the event was beautiful. We tried to let some of the young girls from the Young and Elegant be hostess, but if they really don't know how to be a hostess, you can't really hold them accountable because they really want their job.
Right.
And thank goodness Sugar has some activities here for the kids because, you know, it was just going slow. We was only here for 2.5 hours, and at first it seemed like it was going slow. Like, we didn't think 4:30 was ever going to get here because it started at 1 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2. And I didn't think 4:30 was going to get here, but once we did the different activities with them, it really, really went along pretty good. And the kids made pretty good, and some of the parents wanted to do the
activities,
which was interesting.
Right, but you know what? But that's the way it's supposed to be, that parent participation.
Right. So we had a great time at the Halloween party. We had a great time at the awards luncheon, also seeing my mom at her award. It was very, very nice. The ladies from AARP were very nice ladies. So it just was a great weekend. The weekend before that, I really don't know what we did because if I don't write it down, I forget. So I have so much on my plate. So I forget what's going on. And I don't know. That's it. I was very pleased with that weekend. It was a busy weekend.
Yes, it was.
Busy.
Because that Halloween party, it takes something out of you.
Yes, it do. It
and
really
we
does.
Had 37 kids.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Like she said, I don't know where they came from, but they were steady coming in.
Right. I'm like, oh, my goodness, please let us have enough bags.
And we did.
Oh, you have any bags left? Okay, I'll take one when I go home.
We don't have any left.
What you doing?
Take them up.
I got one in there in the box. But it was nice. It was really nice. So, Ma, what's the topic?
Our topic today is why women can't get along. Now, this is a real, real hot topic. Why we as women can't get along. And I went on the internet to see if I could pull up some information on why we as women can't get along. And one of the things that I pulled up, and one of the things that came up was Ayala Vanzant on women friends and why they can't get along. And she had did this show about the six brown chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a group of women whose business and relationships had suffered because they couldn't get along. And it was due to jealousy, anger, backstabbing. But Ayana was able to help them mend their broken friendships. And she was explaining, in her opinion, female friends sometimes can't get along. Why can't women get along? And this is what she said, because we're afraid. We're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
We're afraid to be soft. We're afraid to be hurt. But most of all, we're afraid of our power.
Mm-hmm.
And that was interesting to me when she said that we're afraid of our power. So we become controlling and aggressive and vicious. And then I pulled up some more information, and this was some lady was joking about. It's true. The only women I get, now this is what she said. The only women she get along with are smart, attractive, and have a high level of self-confidence. Most other types, even if they are attractive but lack self-esteem, are nightmares. They are so jealous and catty. It seems as if a lot of women are sick of not being able to trust girlfriends. So I don't know why we ladies can't get over our differences and get along.
Mm-hmm. Do that part again.
Now, this is from a lady. She was saying that she only get along with smart, attractive, and high level of self-confidence. Most other types, even if they are attractive but lack self-esteem, are not made out. They are so jealous and catty. It seems as if a lot of women are sick of not being able to trust girlfriends. So I don't know why we ladies can't get over our differences and get along.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it really.
I want to tap onto that. It's not so much why women can't get along. Because it starts as young girls.
Okay.
And if young girls can't get along, young girls grow into women who can get along.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it started back, way back, when you hear stories, the brown paper bag situation. And I believe that that was something that was presented to us from other races. To put us against each other.
Okay.
And I think that we have not got past that. Because you cannot tell me that you can look at a female and know instantly that you don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like the way she looks. Okay, she can be sharp, nice looking, and it's just, what is the problem?
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask yourself, what is the problem? But it starts with being a young girl.
Okay.
It starts with being young, because it should be no reason why you should have a problem with giving another woman a compliment if she looks nice, if she has a nice outfit, if her hair looks nice, if her makeup is beat. We should be able to tell other sister, you got it going on.
Okay.
We should be able to give another sister a compliment.
Okay. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Women need to start being confident and secure in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Be proud to be a woman.
Okay.
Love yourself and what you've got. If you see it, others surely will.
Right, right. So it has to be in that confidence. We have to be able to, okay, love ourselves.
Exactly.
If you can love yourself, then it wouldn't be a problem to give another sister a compliment. It wouldn't be a problem to give another sister a compliment. I'm going to give you a prime example. The young lady who lost her life in Burlington,
mm-hmm.
That's what I liked about her. That's what I liked about her because she never, Lorraine Faison, she never had a problem giving sisters compliments. She never had a problem. And I think we have to start giving each other compliments.
Hello?
Hi, we're live. You live?
Hello, caller, can you hear us?
Let's drop. Okay, please call back in. We just want to say that we're live with Body, Mind, Spirit, and Radio. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 646-378-0378. Once again, if you would like to call in, the phone number is 646-378-0378. We're live on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and we just was talking about why we women can't get along. Hey, Siobhan, how are you? And that's a question just asked all the time because it causes to be a problem when we as sisters can't get along. Can't get along on the workforce. You know it's bad when you hear somebody say, girl, I don't have no lady friends. All my friends is males. I ain't got time to be fooling with these females. But I think, like that movie Sisterhood or Road Trip, Girls Trip, it is important able to have a good friend, a good girlfriend. I mean, you need that, you know, and with messiness, but really, do we really have to be messy? At the end of the day, do we really have to be messy? And the answer is no. If you see a sister walk down the street and she looking nice, or somebody on your job and she looking nice, tell the sister, you look nice. Your hair look nice. That's a nice outfit. I like those shoes. And sometimes it's hard for a female to take a compliment. It's hard for them to tell you thank you. It is hard for them to tell you thank you. You know, Siobhan, we just talking about, is it hard for we as females to get along? And in some instances, it really is hard. It's really, really hard for us females to get along, to not have all the pettiness going. And it, I know not for you, but for some people, it's a struggle every day. It's a struggle every day. And I'm going to tell you what, it starts with our girls. It starts with our young ladies in school. And the problems just be there. They don't like each other. They don't even know why they don't like each other. They don't know why.
I pulled up some other information.
When you have eight besties, honey, you blessed. You blessed to have eight besties because some people don't have one. Or can you spare one or two?
I know that's right. It says 11 reasons why women don't get along with other women. Number one, they get threatened.
Okay.
One of the reasons girls don't adore each other is because they get threatened by each other. One who visits her husband's boss for dinner sees how well his wife looks. The other gets threatened by the boyfriend's best friend, whom he spends a lot of time with. Others just get threatened by the way her friend shares a great rapport with her dad, and she doesn't. So she doesn't like the woman that she feels threatened by.
Wow, now, because of those insecurity. And if you are jealous of someone that has a spouse or someone who has a loved one or someone who has a dad and you don't, then you are envious of them. And I can understand it because I remember when Leah was having a lot of problems in school and my cousin told her, she said, how many of those girls have their dads in their lives? And she said, you always talking about me and my daddy, it's this. My daddy took me to the game. My daddy took me. She said, have you ever thought about that those girls are jealous of your relationship because you have a relationship with your father and they don't? I thought, I didn't look at it like that.
Right. Me neither.
She said, especially if she going to school when they talking, yeah, what did you do over the weekend, Leah? Oh, my daddy took me to the game or my daddy took me here. I said, I never thought about it like that.
Right.
You know, and that's a prime example. You said envious, jealous because someone has a good relationship with their spouse. Someone has a good relationship with their father and they don't. Wow. What's number two?
Number two, they get all green eyed.
Mm-hmm.
Jealousy. They raise love for the pretense of keeping it alive. Women are those green-eyed monsters that are born that way. They can't help getting all worked up if your house is cleaner than theirs or your waistline smaller than theirs. So simple, you got something that makes them think of the J word. Now, that's deep.
Wow. I'm not going to be jealous if your waist is smaller than mine. I mean, I'm going to be trying to do my green smoothie so I can get my waist down like hers. I'm jealous of somebody because they smaller than me? No, I'm just going to tell a girl you're doing that.
Or somebody's house is cleaner than yours.
Come clean mine.
I know that's right.
Because I'm not the best housekeeper. Come clean mine if you're a good cleaner. That's how I see things.
Me too, girl.
What's number three?
They can't tolerate my all gas like you.
Ooh, that's deep.
They say you may be one of the guys. You may be the super feminine type or maybe the head girl. If you're always seen with guys, they can't seem to like you. You will be that bitch who always hangs out with the guys in her sweatpants or entice them with your girly woes. Now that's interesting.
Wow. I'm going to say, I think that's interesting to say the least. I'm going to tell you why. Have you ever been out with a group of friends and only one person got asked to dance all night?
Yes.
Okay.
Self-confidence. Most other types. Even
okay. How did you feel? And you didn't have a problem with that girl because that's your girl,
right?
But if it's five of y'all and only one was asked all night to dance, every time you turn around,
she was on the dance floor, and that happens sometimes. And I be saying to myself, dog, what's wrong with me?
Do you go to the bathroom, check yourself out, see what's going on? I mean, you know, that happens all the time. Yes, Siobhan, this is a good one, girl.
But this guy told me one time, he said, have you ever thought about how you look, talking about my facial expression? I said, what do you mean? He said, ain't nobody gonna ask you to dance, and you sitting out there looking like, don't come over here and ask me to dance.
Do you feel that that's how you looking at people? Can you feel yourself looking at people that way? So that's a good one. And when you go out with a bunch of your friends and just see, are you being asked to dance? Or are you the one asked to hold the purse?
Right.
Girl, hold my purse, girl. Are you that girl who holds the purses at the table when everybody else is on the dance floor? And then you got to go back and reevaluate yourself, wondering, well, what's going on?
Right.
You know, so that's a good one. So what's number four?
Number four, they want to be what they can't be.
Oh, that's a good one.
And
I mean, I've seen some sisters, you know, because I always ask myself, how can I go from ordinary to extraordinary? I even Googled it. So when I see a sister who got it going on, I'm trying to figure out, I don't want to be like her. But I want to be able to get myself to that level. So I'm not envious or jealous. I'm asking myself, how can I be so together?
But listen to this. You are the cheerleader while they can't even do a simple leg movement.
Mm.
You excel at debates, and they can't talk to a bunch of people.
Wow.
You fit lovely into that slender black dress while they would never have dreamt of it. Sadly, girls never value what they already have and are too busy trying to be someone else.
Oh my goodness, that's good. You can't worry, you can't see how beautiful you are because you're too busy looking at the next sister saying, she beautiful, she got this. But if you only look at yourself, that's good. You're too busy looking at somebody else for you to value what you have.
What you already have.
I like that one. I like that one. And I say again, sometimes I can look at a sister and she might have that style that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going home and I'm going to try to see how I can not try to be exactly like her, but if she got that flair.
Right.
You know, because sometimes you just be like, I'm missing something. But when you see that other sister, you be like, dang, how can I get myself together like that? You know what I'm saying? How can I get myself like her? I don't want to be like her, but how can I get that style? Because sometimes I feel like I want that sex appeal.
Okay, girl.
I want the sex appeal without showing too much. Can you be sexy?
Yes, you can, girl.
You know, and that's what, and I'll be like, wow, when I see a sister who got it going on, a sister who don't care about what nobody say about her, who sometimes might think, man, she over the top. But when she walk with that confidence, when you see her and her head up high, and you be like, sister got it going on. And she don't even have to have on no expensive anything.
That's true.
She just know she confident, and it's the way she walk. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, girl, because that's me.
I mean, and that's what, and when you see a sister like that, it don't have to be she thinks she cute.
Right.
Look at that B.
Right.
And that's how we talk. Yep. We don't have to know him, but we see her thinking that she's doing too much. She just has confidence in who she is. Love to hate you.
They may, girl, because what we just talked, they might not even know you. But if you are new to school or work, they are absolutely judgmental about anyone that they don't know, especially in negative sort of way. That's the thing they love to hate the other girls that are not one of them. Wow.
Love to hate you. That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
Because hate is deep. Love to hate you so much. I mean, I can't keep on. I want to keep on going back to this story. Love to hate you so much to take your life.
Right.
Love to hate you so much that they'll mess up your pretty face.
Yeah.
Love to hate you so much that they'll cut your long free hair.
But you have some people that are...
Love to hate you so much they want you yours.
Right.
That's how we are.
Yep.
It don't make it right. So what I try to tell myself is, I don't need to be like that. I'm going to be that sister that's going to give you a compliment. I'm going to be that sister that's going to tell you that you looking good, sis. I'm going to be that sister that if I can help you in whatever way I can, I'm going to help you. Even if it's giving you something that you might not want to hear, I'm going to be that sister.
All right.
That's what we got to do. All about sisterhood.
Right.
Envy. All about sisterhood. What's the next one, my number six?
They are used to being the center of attraction.
That's good, too.
As women, we can't share our moment of glory. Center stage, and once we have somebody stealing the show, we hate them immediately.
Mm.
Might be a beautiful girl has joined the new term, gym, or just a stranger walking on the street. If heads turn in that direction, they will surely be hated no matter what.
Wow. So ask yourself that. Do you hate when somebody else is the center of attention? Do that make you dislike that person that you don't even know who she thinks she is? Am I guilty of that? Are you guilty of that, Sugar? We're keeping it real. Sometimes you might not even be aware that you like that.
Yeah, that is true.
So if that's something that's going on, we got to tell ourselves it's okay. Because we have room for improvement.
Right.
So next time you go somewhere and somebody is the center of attention, what are you supposed to do?
Hey, girl.
Or do you just sit there and look at her like, Lord, if she don't sit down today.
Right.
Because I'm going to just keep it real. Sometimes they do be a little bit too much. It be too much. And you be sitting there looking like, really? And all she doing is showing signs of confidence.
That's true. Right. And if she's that confident, hey, I want to be confident like that too.
That's right, Trina. Compliment them. That's right. So, you know, you just, if you ain't where she at with the confident level, you just got to get there too. You got to get there too. Mine was number seven.
They can't stand cattiness. There might be someone who may not be sweet-tongued like we usually are. Someone who is too in the face for a girl. Girls usually like sugar-coated their talk. So if you can seem to do that, chances are they would not like you.
Cattiness. Say it again. Cattiness. Man, this is deep.
This is
something that needs to be talked about a lot. Because on your place,
right,
your job,
your,
in your
social life,
family, social life. This is only male and female. And I haven't been on a job yet where there have not been pettiness with a bunch of females. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? I mean, I done been on some jobs when, baby, the females was off the chain.
Oh, I had too.
Off the chain. And you sitting there looking at yourself like, are we grown or are we in high school?
Right.
I mean, excuse me, maybe middle school.
Right.
The cattiness and the pettiness. Oh, yeah, girl, drama. Ooh, you got some people, if they don't have drama, then they ain't straight.
Right, they can't function.
They can't function if there's no drama. And I'm like, females, I mean, boy, oh, boy, sometimes it's much. Mine was number eight.
Number eight, they are always in competitive mode. From comparing to the prices of the dresses you got last week to who has the redder apples or better curtains in the house. Girls are born to compete with each other. Even for trivial things that you are an ounce better, they would not like you.
Wow. Yeah, Trina, I mean, every point so far has been absolutely correct. And girl, it's crazy. So if we can start correcting some of these problems with our daughters,
right,
then the pettiness is not going to be there when you become a grown woman.
You're absolutely right.
If we can correct it with our daughters, then the pettiness is not going to be there. Because I'll give you a prime example. Okay, Leah got into a situation with a girl last year. Why, when the girl's mother saw Leah, she asked the girl, is she going to ask her daughter, is that the girl you got into it with, so-and-so? This a whole nother year. Whole nother year. Pettiness. So, and then you have to ask yourself, okay, say you meet somebody, you just meet them. You say you don't like them. You get to know them, and you know what they say? Oh, you ain't like how I thought you was at all.
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time.
You don't know me. So you don't like me. When you get to know me, you're going to tell me, oh, you're not like how I thought you was.
Right.
How did you think I was? You didn't even know me.
Right.
When you walk like you got your nose stuck up. I might have, I mean, if that's just how I look, then that's just how I look. But you don't know me, and you're going to pass judgment on me. And then you can tell your friends, girl, I don't know if you want to talk to her. Her attitude. Ma, what's the next one?
Number nine,
mm-hmm.
Oh, they are always self-conscious. Women, unlike men, are self-conscious about everything that they have, from the money making to the brands they are wearing, to the way they look, what they wear. They are in constant war with their inner self. Some use this to get better each day, while others compare this self-consciousness with the way how other girls are putting up, only to hate them even more.
Self-consciously, you can be thinking that somebody don't like you.
Right.
Haven't had a conversation with them, haven't said anything, but in your mind, she talking about me. You don't know if she talking about you or not.
Right.
But your self-conscious got in you. You have in your mind that they talking about you. You're right, Trina. You know, when you meet the child, the parents, it go neck and neck. You say, yes, it happens to me all the time. What, people prejudge you before they even know you? You know, I have people that tell me all the time that they think I'm just the sweetest person.
Oh, my.
My, why you say, oh, my? They girl, they look at me, they be like, you know what? When I first saw you, I knew that you was just the nicest person. I'm just playing. When people meet me, they tell me I look like I'm mean. They say you look like you mean.
You don't think that they're right?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Not the new Cassandra.
Okay.
The old Cassandra, yeah.
Okay.
But the new Cassandra, I'm working on myself. I'm working on myself.
She's a work in progress.
Yes, yes. What else do people tell me when they say they first met me? That's pretty much it, that I look like I was mean.
Mm.
And then when they finally get to know me, they see I'm just this bubbly, the most nicest person ever. Mm. Am I going with number 10, girl?
They are addicted to gossiping.
Oh, I like good gossip sometimes.
A new girl at work, a new neighbor, or just a hot girl you saw at the movie with your so-called friend. Women gossip. An everlasting bond. Women love gossiping about other women, about their clothes, makeup, walking style, lame boyfriends, are a necessary thing.
I do gossip from time to time. I do gossip. It might not be right, but we're just talking. I do gossip.
Oh, wow.
Do you gossip?
To who gossip?
You. I do gossip. I don't know. I do. Y'all probably do too.
It's right.
I mean, do it make it right?
No.
That's why I try to tell my daughter, girl, you don't want to get caught up in that gossip. And you don't want to get caught up in it. You know, I do time to time, though. Okay, girl, go on to number 11, because I saw you didn't really want to elaborate on the gossip.
Right. They are made to believe all their life to protect what's theirs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The way a woman looks at your man in a party, the way your friends talk about your boyfriend, women know what belongs to them is theirs.
Mm.
Period.
Ooh.
Any fear on encroachment by another in her territory be met with resentment and hatred.
Ooh. Well, what I say about that is, if you don't want nobody hearing and all that about your boyfriend or your man, then don't tell them certain things about your situation.
I agree.
If you don't want her looking at your man like, oh, girl, quit telling, you know, I don't know, that's a touchy situation.
Right.
Number 11 is touchy.
Right.
I don't know. You want to talk on it?
No.
You didn't want to talk on number 10 about the gossiping either. I mean, what you going to talk about, Ma?
Well, I mean,
what it's saying, but we got to tell our input, too.
I mean, the way your friends talk about your boyfriend. I mean, why would your friend have a reason to talk about your boyfriend anyway if you don't give them a reason?
Yeah. But now, if you just come on with your own, expectation of him, and then you gossiping with your girl,
right,
about your other girl, man, I've been guilty of that.
Women know what belongs to them as theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're talking about people,
nobody belongs to nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody belongs to nobody.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, you know, just to sum it up about why we as women can't get along.
It's because of our insecurities.
That sums it up in a nutshell. Because if you're secure in who you are,
right,
you don't care about Sue. You don't care about Sue at all. If you are secure and you know who you are, so confident.
Exactly.
It don't matter what the other female is doing. It don't matter. You're going to give her a compliment and you're going to keep on moving and you're going to keep on doing you. So once we can get that confidence level up to where it needs to be, it's going to always be pettiness.
That is so
true. It's going to always be some foolishness. But when you know who you are, ain't no foolishness, because my kids always say, Mom, you don't be caring about it. I don't care what nobody say about me. Nobody. I really don't. Because I know who I am. So, you got to have that kind of attitude. I told my baby girl, I said, baby, you got to get some tougher skin, honey, because this is a cold world out here. But when you know who you are,
right,
when you know who your confidence level is high, nothing nobody can say about you. And that's not being conceited. That's just knowing who you are.
Right.
And ain't nothing they can do that can break you down. That's how I look at it. Somebody talk to me, and what? This is who I am.
And they also say when people talking about you, that means they're thinking about you.
Right. You know.
They don't have nothing better, nothing else better to do.
That goes, but that's still insecurity.
Right.
If somebody, and that's what I always have to tell my daughter, somebody's talking about you, they don't feel good about themselves.
Right.
You know. And that's bottom line. And I mean, she used to be really, that people talk about them.
Yeah.
Some people can't deal with it. You know, and I be asking my daughter, what? And it don't have nothing to do about being a kid, because you can see some kids that's 15 and they know who they are, and it ain't nothing another kid can say to them. So it don't have anything to do about age. It's all about building that self-esteem and knowing who you are. And when you know who you are, a whole lot of change in your life. A whole lot of change. A whole lot of foolishness you ain't got to be dealing with. When you know who you are.
True.
You know what I'm saying? But it starts with our young girls. We got to teach them so that they don't grow up to be these ex-females that we see in nowadays. Ain't no other way to put it. Ain't going to be no more pettiness. Go on, Sugar. What you got to say? You got.
But we have to also remember too, as adult females, that our younger girls, they emulate what they see. Mm-hmm. If they see us acting like a fool, they think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If they see mama acting like a fool, they think it's okay, when it's really not okay. So we have to start being more conscious of how we conduct ourselves so that they can grow up to be more secure in who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because to see another female, you know, take somebody's life over something that's meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't like her, or whatever the case may be. I mean, that's really sad.
Mm-hmm. Her life is gone.
Right. And your life is gone.
Right. You
so there are two families that are messed up. Your family and the other family.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to really dig deep and say, really worth it.
We just gonna be, we're gonna start that over again, all of our sisterhood.
And we're gonna start
all of our sisterhood. We wanna have a chapter with the young girls, and we also wanna have a chapter with our, with, you know, women. All about sisterhood. That says it in a nutshell, all of our sisterhood.
Right.
We're sisters. We gotta be there, you know, we gotta be there for our girls. We gotta teach them the right way.
Right.
You know, we can't keep on passing the, we can't keep on passing around saying they'll get it. They won't get it if we don't give it to them. If we don't let them know how you're supposed to conduct yourself, how you're supposed to prejudge when you see somebody, how every time you see somebody's dough, I don't like that bee. No, that ain't how we talk. You get to know who that person is. And then we got to stop that. Well, you can't be her friend because I don't like her. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right.
They don't have anything to do with me. They're going to ask that position of they feel they own you. It could be a friend, a girlfriend, you know, doesn't matter. So it's a lot of stuff that we have to start doing different.
Right. In order for our young ladies
get it.
To get it.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right.
So we're going to, you know, close out on why we as women can't get along. Think about it. You see a sister tomorrow, if she looks nice, if her hair is nice, if her outfit is nice, if she got on a nice pair of shoes, just compliment her. Sometimes it's hard for people to give a compliment. And you know what? What's even harder? For that person to receive the compliment.
Right.
But if they don't receive it, girl, just keep on moving. Tell the next person you look nice.
Right.
And keep it moving. So let's do that tomorrow. Give somebody a compliment tomorrow. Give your sister a compliment. And keep it moving. Mother.
I agree 100%.
What you got? You got any announcements?
Yes, I do. This is for DPS Retirees Reunion Holiday Party, which this covers OSAS, DFT, DAEOE, Local 4168, Tradesmen's Retirement Union. Now, the reason I'm announcing this is because Oreen and Mimi went to this meeting Friday, and they said it was so many retirees there, and trying to catch up, you know, it wasn't enough time to catch up. So they came up with the idea of having a DPS Retirees Reunion Holiday Party. Friday, December the 15th, 2017, 7 to 11 p.m. at Ears Financial Showplace, located at 2140 Holbrook, Hamtramck, Michigan, inside of the UAW Local 235 building, Upper Bank Hall. And it's only going to be advance tickets only, and they're $20. They're tax deductible to the full extent of the law. It includes food and beverage, cash bar available. DJ is be, I don't know who the DJ is going to be right now, but there will be a DJ. and the proceeds is a benefit made to the finish line. Young and Elegant Cotillion and Young Damn Near Boot Camp and Cotillion Ball. Tickets are available at the Showplace box office, or you can purchase them online at makingtothefinishline.org, or you can call Marlene Burdett at 313-877-8330. It's 10-11. So if you are a retiree and belong to one of these groups, OSAC, DFT, ParaPro, DAEOE, Local 4168, and the Tradesman Retirement Union. We're looking for you. We want you to come out. Be some escorts there who will keep you dancing from 7 to 11 p.m. So we're going to bring this information to you every time we, you know, we're on through December the 15th. We want you to come out. And we're also still registering for the boot camp. We still have a few more spots left. We'll be registering through December. After December, it's a wrap. So parents, if you want to put your youth in a positive program, the Young and Elegant Cotillion, Young and Debonair Boot Camp is placed for them. And we meet every second, fourth Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. And Cassandra is in the driver's seat.
Not anymore.
What? I know you did not say what you said.
I was getting mine.
I was getting ready to say. And Saturday, we're having a holiday dinner.
I'm in the back seat. Go ahead.
Where the kids, you know, invite their families, and they will be serving them.
That's always nice. It's
yes,
always
it
good
is.
To get a good free meal.
Right. Do you have anything?
I'm just saying, just love yourself. I always like to say that.
Just love yourself.
Just
oh,
love
I
yourself.
Just love myself. Because if you don't...
If you don't love yourself,
nobody else will.
You okay?
Yes.
She's been talking too much to kindergarten.
Right. But you really have to love yourself. Because if you don't, who will?
Love, love. If we had more love.
Right.
The world would be a better place, wouldn't it?
Yes. Everybody just love themselves. Don't worry about nobody else.
That would be something else. But
girl, especially if they love themselves like I love myself.
I mean, that would be over the top, babe, right there. Well, say, did you put it out on Facebook? Girl, I didn't charge my phone up good, you know, enough to put it on Facebook.
What on Facebook?
I guess the topic, Mom, I don't know. Anyway.
Yes, it was on Facebook because I put it on there myself. I wanted people to call in.
I know, Siobhan, you probably missed the topic because my mother always write a book. I just posted one little thing, you know, she had to learn how to make it short. So
it was short.
What you not what you tagged me, but it's okay, you'll get it next time. go ahead.
The topic was why we as women can't get along.
Okay.
And my caption is very short.
Okay.
So what are you talking about? You're all accused of writing a book.
It's okay. Okay, it's trying to be a little short. It's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead and take us on.
Oh, our inspiration for today, to forgive. We don't have to like them. We don't have to be friends with them. We don't have to send them heart text messages. But we have to forgive them. To overlook, to forget. Because if we don't, we are tying rocks to our feet. Too much for our wings to carry.
That was good. That
yes.
Was good. Read it again.
People have to give. We don't have to like them. We don't have to be friends with them. We don't have to send them heart and neck messages. But we have to forgive them, to overlook, to forget. Because if we don't, we are tying rocks to our feet. too much for our wings to carry.
Wow.
That is really
good and as deep. You got to be able to forgive in order to move on.
That's right.
And sometimes to forgive someone is hard.
Yes.
It is hard. Sometimes you asking yourself, just how can I do that? But when you don't forgive, you're the one that's putting yourself in a situation because that person probably ain't even really thinking about you.
Right.
They ain't thinking about you, so that's deep. You got to be able to forgive. And it's not always easy.
It's not always easy
to forgive someone who has wronged you. But you got to be able to forgive and move on with life.
Yeah.
To move on with your inner peace.
Yes,
it's easy.
No, it's not.
Not saying it's easy at all. But in order to move on and be happy,
you have to forgive.
You have to forgive. That's deep.
When you say forgive, can you forgive and not forget?
No, you're never going to. I don't think you're ever going to forget.
But you can forgive.
Well, you have to. I mean, you know, it's biblical, too.
Right.
In order for you to forgive, you got to forgive yourself. For God, He forgive you. So you got to forgive yourself and you got to forgive people.
Right.
So, yes, that's something.
And you are walking around, Karen.
You're right. You can't hold that because you're the one that's putting sickness in yourself. When you can't give someone, you aren't walking around angry.
Right.
You're the one missing out on a lot because you cannot forgive that person. It's not easy, but that's what you got to do. You have to do that.
I agree with 100%.
Nobody says it's easy, but it is what it is.
You're absolutely right.
It is what it is. So the forgiveness, the quote, what is that called? Inspiration. Inspiration was great. Why we can't get along, women. That was a great topic. We'll see you again. What is it? The fourth Tuesday. And we got something good for you. So stay tuned. I'm going to list it in my short version, and Sugar going to list it as a book.
Excuse me.
So, yes, we were happy to be back, and we will see you guys on the fourth Tuesday.
Well, I guess this is the end of our show for today. And, you know, these times in between, for me, it's too long because I miss being on here weekly. So we want to thank you for tuning in this week. Have a wonderful, safe week, and we will see you on the fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. And we'll be doing Facebook Live.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a good show, Mom. That was good. Good job.